On the subject of how nasty local government officials in Scurry County have been over protecting their massive property tax and county spending increase from being rolled back by voters is a letter reported to have been sent by Luann Grice, who was at the time of sending the welfare director for Scurry County. In the letter of 11 December 2019, Grice writes, "If the rollback does not pass, she, the new director taking over as welfare director, will be able to take care of your prescription needs. If the rollback taxes does pass, there will be no one helping you with your medications." In the letter, written as a county employee, Grice tells welfare office clients to go vote against the rollback and reminds that they need to register to vote before 26 December in order to do so. Luann Grice began the letter, which you can see at prideontexas.com, with, "If the rollback election passes, this office and others will close." What is particularly interesting about this claim, which originates from the Scurry County Commissioner's Court, is that if the rollback is passed by voters, the rollback tax rate actually leaves Scurry County with more money to spend in 2020 than it had in the 2019 budget just ended. Yes, officials claim the opposite, but Scurry County's not losing income if the rollback election passes. If passed, the county will not receive as much of an increase in property tax revenue as it wanted, but the rollback rate still allows the county to grow its maintenance and operation M&O expenses by a giant 8%. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.